Knowledge Products presents The United States at War, narrated by George C. Scott. This is the Spanish-American War.
Viewed through the dim mists of time, the Spanish-American War of 1898 seems like a veritable success story. It was a popular war. Aimed at liberating the Cuban people from Spanish oppression, it seemed a morally supportable war. In addition, it was a brief and a cheap war, especially in terms of casualties. At the end of the conflict, John Hay, the American ambassador to Great Britain, wrote to Theodore Roosevelt, recently a colonel of the Rough Riders in Cuba. Hay exclaimed,
"It has been a splendid little war, begun with the highest motives, carried on with magnificent intelligence and spirit, favored by that fortune which loves the brave."
Historians tend to treat the Spanish-American War as a sort of youthful fling for America, the last war of a more innocent era. As a result, the war has been denied its full historical significance, and it has been treated as the great aberration of American diplomatic history. Justice has not been done to the Spanish-American War, for this war was the beginning of a new active internationalist or interventionist role for the United States. This role reflected what Theodore Roosevelt called the large policy. In 1898, the year of the war itself, Brooks Adams, a leading light of the American expansionist literati, observed,
"It is in vain that men talk of keeping free from entanglement."